work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Greatly appreciate all the text messages and questions for Dr. Jeff. He said thank you for asking the questions. He greatly appreciates you guys out there listening. Again, the phone number up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, 906 area code in Sioux St. Marie, 635-5910. Store that in your phone. If you have any other questions, feel free to give Dr. Jeff a call. They'll be glad to answer them for you. We've got a lot of people that have taken their animals up to him in Sioux St. Marie. Officer Rick is one of them. His dog, Frank, he takes him all the way from Livingston County, spends the night in a motel up there, gets up first thing in the morning, gets Frank over there, and they take care of him, and they're heading back home. But he said it's definitely worth the trip, and Dr. Jeff is a great guy. So thank you very much for that. I want to talk to you right now about Presque County, as well as the biggest one that I'm really concerned about is Sheboygan and Emmett. Now, in Presque County, there is one seat in particular that we're focused on, that we need somebody to step up and file to run for Board of Commissioners, County Commissioner. This is District 2. Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and all of the population west of US 23 in Rogers City. It's District 2. They do not have a Republican in this seat. Marianne Heideman runs as no party affiliation. That somewhat implies that, you know, she's an independent. That's not the case. She's a radical, far-left progressive, and I don't understand how we cannot find somebody in Belknap, Akiak, or Rogers Township to run for this seat, especially Akiak. There's got to be somebody that can put their name on the ballot. That's all we want you to do. Just file as a Republican and put your name on the ballot. The party, the Presque County Republican Party, will do the rest. They are laser focused on taking over the majority of this board with good conservatives. And the party is having a fundraiser event on May the 11th. You've been hearing the commercials. Mark Farner, Patriot rock star, the original founding member of the Grand Funk Railroad Band, is going to be the keynote speaker. Him and I will actually be up on the stage together, kind of doing a mini radio interview in front of the folks, taking questions from the audience. He's got a great life story. He's going to share it with the group. And then we're going to get his political perspective on things to kind of give everybody an idea of somebody outside of the political world that's never ran for office, never been engaged, never active in politics. We're going to get his perspective as to how to talk to people, how to communicate, how to reach people, perhaps who are not of our political persuasion, being conservative Republicans. One of the things that people have to understand is there is a communication component to people voting. the establishment machine knows this, and they've been doing it for years to us. Mailers in the mailbox, TV commercials. Mailers in the mailbox, TV commercials. If you're a big money person and can afford to do that, it almost guarantees you victory in a primary every single time. This year, we're doing it different. This year, we're doing grassroots, volunteers, going to doors, communicating with people. Again, I'm going to reach out to Cool Mike. We're going to get the class lined up. It's going to be at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. And we're going to put this class together very, very, very soon. But it's all about communication and reaching out to people on a level that triggers their brain to think about an election, the ramifications of it. The things that have been going on in Rogers City, in Presque County, for years, has got to change. There needs to be a new chairman of that Board of Commissioners. They need a conservative majority. And we need your help before this coming Tuesday at 4 o'clock to recruit somebody from Belknap, Aquiac, Rogers Township, or west of 23 in Rogers City. In Sheboygan County, all of the sitting board has filed for re-election. I cannot believe that nobody in Sheboygan County wants to primary challenge their county commissioner. We've got one patriot stepping up, Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, Legendary Systems. He's filing to run against John Wallace there in Tuscarora Township. We'll have Jonathan Deke on as to why he's filing and running. But there's six other county commissioners in Sheboygan County that need to be primary challenged. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why the county party and the others that listen to this show, how you guys are not able to recruit people to file by next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. It just it blows my mind, actually. Lastly, Emmett County, Resort Township, and Beaver Creek Township. If you're listening to the show or you know somebody that lives there, tell them Chuck or Randy wants to talk to them. Brett Gooding is stepping up. He's running. Absolutely going to get elected. Bringing common sense to Emmett County, absolutely going to get elected and be a new strong voice on that board. And he needs help. He needs other patriot conservatives, Resort Township, Beaver Creek Township, to step up and run with him. So if you know anybody in these areas, have them give me a call. We want to talk to them, especially over the weekend. If I have to, I'll get in the car and I'll go visit with them. This is absolutely critical, folks, that we get people to fill these seats and at least just put your name on the ballot. You don't want to put up signs. You don't want to put up any type of flyers. You don't want to knock doors. That's fine. Just run as a Republican and you'll probably get elected. Because the county parties are going to do a lot of supporting candidates. Now, on that vein, last night at the Antrim County Republican Party, as an example, they, after hearing from the candidates, endorsed Matt Muladar. He is the undersheriff right now for Otsego County there in Gaylord. Well, he lives in Antrim. And he's running for county sheriff. And they had the current sheriff, Kevin Hoke. He spoke first. Matt was outside of the room, didn't hear what Kevin had to say. When Matt spoke, Kevin left. And after the presentation of the candidates, they made a motion to endorse Matt Muladar. And they're going to support the primary challenger to the sitting county sheriff here in Antrim County. In addition, after knowing there's three other candidates running, hearing from Vicky get up and speak, and she was so cute. I love my wife. She's so cute. Public speaking is not her thing, to say the least. She was so nervous. Literally, while she was talking, I had to touch her and say, breathe. She was running out of air, and she wasn't taking a breath. She wasn't breathing. It was like, breathe, sweetie. Everybody started laughing. She goes, I'm not the speaker. He's the talker. I'm the doer. And everybody applauded her. She thought that was great that Miss Vicky came back. And after she broke the ice a little bit and got them to laugh with her, she actually did really good. And she spoke about her plans to clean up the qualified voter files in Antrim County, how she's going to do it, how she's going to conduct the 9 days of early voting at two different locations in her county, west of Torch Lake, east of Torch Lake. That's kind of the water line that divides our county in half, basically. And she's going to hand count the ballots. Every night after election, the 9 days of early voting, election night, the clerks are going to be trained in her county here in Antrim to hand count the ballots and to make sure they match up with the tabulator tapes. If they don't, then their machine has been compromised. And she's then going to ask the clerks to call for a forensic audit of the machine and find out why the hand count in that township or village doesn't match the tabulator tape. This is something that she's going to do, and she's running on it, and the other side does not like it. Well, they ended up endorsing her. Endorsing also Carla Bart for county commissioner. Ray Scola had been endorsed by them. And Jairus Rubing, my county commissioner, was endorsed by the party. And after they vet the new candidate who's filing this week, Mark Kraft, for Mancelona, Custer area, they'll probably endorse him as well. We're taking out all of the rhinos in Antrim County. And you need to do it in your county as well. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Wednesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text messages coming in. God bless Ms. Vicky for running. She's right. She's not a politician. She's not a public speaker, but she is a doer. Absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Beaver Creek Township in Emmett County. Bear River Township. And is it still Resort Township, or did we find somebody there? I want to get clarification on that. Bear River Township, not Beaver Creek. So I apologize. Let's see. Oh, this one came in. This one's funny, too. Thank Miss Vicky for running. I know she doesn't want to do it, but tell her thank you anyway. We need more patriots running for office. So, yes, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. What I want to thank is Carla Bart, Mark Kraft, Ray Scola. These are people that do not want to serve. I mean, it was not their intent to run. Political office? No. Ray's a retired 20 years on the City of Detroit Police Force. Retired, moved to beautiful northern Michigan. Does he really want to come out of retirement like Vicky's coming out of retirement to run for Antrim County Clerk? No. Carla Bart's resume was absolutely amazing. 33 years, I believe, in public school service between a teacher and then a principal, serving for 33 years in her retirement years, grandchildren, beautiful home on the water in Antrim County. Seriously, got to step up and run to fix the problems in our county. Mark Kraft is a young man, married. He's a farmer. He lives off the land. They homeschool their four children. The wife's pregnant with the fifth child. Seriously, I got to run for office. Yes. This current board voted to raise our property taxes. They then turned around and gave a tax abatement to a low-income or affordable housing project, they call it, in Bel Air. I believe 110 units, I think. A huge development. No taxes for like 15 years. Even though these people are going to be using our public services, putting a drain on our community, they don't have to pay property taxes to make it affordable housing. Why? For workers, for a couple of small local businesses, Short's Brewing. Honestly, I'll never go to Short's ever again. Them convincing this current tax and spend board that they should have done this is ridiculous. for them to even be entertaining a new $30 million jail in our county. I mean, these people have no concept of taxpayer dollars. They are not fiscal conservatives in any way, shape, or form. And we, the people, have just had it. They run with ours behind their names to get elected, and then they're tax and spend Democrats. Big time tax and spend Democrats. Well, we, the people, are fed up. We're taking our county back. We're going to get three brand new county commissioners. We're going to reelect Jairus Rubing, probably make him the chairman of the board, and get this fiscal budget under control here in Antrim County. We will grow the population with lower property taxes. People will come and buy homes in Antrim versus our surrounding areas because we're going to have lower property taxes than our neighbors. It's that simple. You want them to come? Lower taxes. I'm not saying give tax abatements. I'm saying lower them. So just putting these commissioners on constructive notice, your days are numbered. You are going to be out as of August 6th. And we need to do it in Sheboygan, folks. Jonathan Deek running against John Wallace. It's time for new leadership in Sheboygan. You guys need to recruit somebody to run before this coming Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And Craig, I appreciate your comments. Waiting for Brett Gunning to confirm. I know they're looking for a resort township, I believe. But it's Bear River Township, not Beaver Creek. I misspoke. I have so many counties in my head, I can't keep them all straight when it comes to townships. And again, if you guys want to ask questions, you have questions about running, time commitments, any of that, I can put you in touch with county commissioners in your county. You can talk to them. You can talk to other county commissioners. You can talk to Cliff Tellini over in Presque Isle. We've got enough people for you to talk to explain it to you. So we're excited. We still have a few days to work on this. I will be available all weekend long. When I got off the mic at noon on Friday, I'm available to answer questions Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter. I'm working the entire weekend. Well, coming on in the next half hour is J.D. Wilson, candidate for U.S. Senate. He's coming on the show to make a big announcement, and we're excited to have him. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide.